This is Harry Murray at Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia. We're going to give you our 10th podcast today on smallmouth bass. What I'm going to be talking about today are the hardhead surface bugs. Now, some people just sort of group all these into the category of poppers, but there's a little bit more to that, as you'll see as I go along. This usually starts around the middle of July, early July, and goes on until about early October, mid-October in my country. So wherever you are, you sort of adjust it to that time period. Now, in fishing these hardhead surface bugs, now these could be constructed of balsa wood, hard foam, cork, many, many different things. When I designed the Shenandoah series of bugs, we found after a lot of experimenting that the hard foam suited our purpose better. They're more durable, and we were able to get a much brighter variety of actions with them. Now, in order to be effective day in and day out with surface bugs, the best way to achieve this is to use bugs that'll let you manipulate them in such a way to get the action that you want under the demands at hand. The action of a surface bug, a hardhead surface bug, is governed primarily by the shape of the bug, the shape of the body, the cut of the face, that kind of thing. So when I designed the Shenandoah series, I was trying to find bugs that could be fished in a very teasing manner along a bank, some that could be fished loudly, and some that were sort of a crossover. But by altering the shape of the bug's body, hardhead surface bug now I'm talking about, the bug's body and the way we cut the face on the bug, we were able to manipulate them in a lot of different ways. And then in our day-to-day fishing, this enabled us to catch fish that I honestly don't think we could catch with just a standard bug. Now, the first thing I'm going to talk about are the one we call the slider series. Now, the slider is a long, slender body, pointed nose bug. What I like about this thing is that they can be fished in a very teasing manner in the shallow water. Now, I'm talking about water knee-deep to hip-deep along the banks. We use a lot of these in our schools, and some even beginner bass fly fishermen do real well with this. So we're talking about using the slider to fish in against the banks. Now, the way I teach this in my smallmouth schools is I set the kids up about 30 to 40 feet off the bank, have them cast down and across stream at about a 10-degree angle, dropping that slider as close to the bank as you can get it. Now, what I want to try to convey to the bass lying back in there, see, they're back there to feed, so all you got to do is convince them that what you got is worth eating. So in order to do that, we like to manipulate this thing in what I call a teasing, almost shimmering action. To do that, once that cast is completed, splat, you've dropped your bug right back with hopefully a foot off the bank, downstream at a slight angle. Instantly, you stick your rod tip up in the air at a 45-degree angle as high as you can reach. Instantly, the very second that bug lands on the water, you stick the rod tip up there, mend that line upstream just enough to impart a very, very gentle action to the slider. This also prevents drag. See, if you just made that cast straight away and that line lying downstream at that angle, the current would grab that and pull it out of there, and instead of getting much of a long drift, you're going to get a almost snap the whip type action that's going to pull that bug off that bank quickly. So now let me retrace that, because this is important. Down and across, maybe 10-degree, 20-degree angle. Drop your bug right against the bank. Instantly get your rod tip up in the air. Mend as much of that line upstream as you can go with. That's why we use a 9-foot rod for this stuff. It's foolish to go out there with a shorter rod. And as soon as you mend it, you want that bug just to shimmy a little bit. Now, naturally, as soon as that line falls in the water, the current is going to start playing on it. You can usually get about a 5-foot drift out of there before the fast current grabs that fly line, at which point, up in the air, the rod tip goes again, and in goes another mend. You can usually get another 15 feet out of that. You're going to get about a 3-shot thing at that. the cast, the men, the drift. After about three drifts like this, the current takes over, pulls it out below you. And at that point, you're going to wade downstream 10 feet, set yourself up, and do this all over again. There are some places here on the North Fork that I will do this for maybe as much as 2 hours. There's one real good bank close to my fly shop here in Edinburgh. This time of the year, it is so good, and I'll cover the whole bank as much time as I have devoted to fishing. I'll do this right along the bank. So it's that slider action, which is a gentle teasing action. You don't want to pop this. No, you want to, if you could just make that thing lie there and shimmy, that's what's going to attract this bass. A loud action back in there will probably actually spook the fish. We do this in a chartreuse color, and we also do it in what we call a sunfish color. I catch more probably on the sunfish color than I do in the chartreuse on this. And we're probably always going to fish these bugs that I'm talking about all day. We'd probably use all these on the 9-foot 2X bright butt leader. Going much finer than that, you're asking to twist the leader, get knots in your leader, miss fish, and all that kind of stuff. So stick with a good leader. Now, that's the gentle teasing action. Now, the second bug I want to talk about is what we call the Chanderdois chugger. Now, this guy has a fat, thick body, very strongly cut face. I mean, this guy is capable of a lot of racket, and that's when I grabbed this one. Fat body, greatly cut face, and you can make this thing throw water every which way. Now, the two places I use this, first one would be right below the riffles, where I use the grayscale chugger to mimic a wounded minnow coming down through the current, washes down through the riffle. I'm going to fish that chugger across stream, below the riffles, right where the riffles dump into the main part of the pool. And believe it or not, yes, I know poppers and fast water aren't normally thought of, but this chugger gives you the capacity to make that bug look like a dying, wounded minnow struggling along. It's sort of a strip, pause, strip, retrieve, and you be ready to set the hook just as soon as you get to strike, because many of these are big fish. Now, the second place I go to the chugger is when I'm floating the river or wading the river. If I've got a bank that I would say, from 4 to 6 feet deep against the shaded bank, usually we're floating this kind of water in our drift boat or in our canoes. That's where I would go to this chugger, and a lot of times there we're going to use this chartreuse color. There you're going to want to wake that guy up. So again, just like in the first situation, you're going to shove this thing back tight to the bank. This guy, this is his home. This isn't his feeding station necessarily. Now, sometime it'll overlap, but this might be the bedroom for this guy. So you're going to shove it back against the bank. Point your rod tip right at it. Use your line hand to give it two firm foot-long jerks. And I mean, I want to throw water every which way in this case. I want to attract his attention. The two jerks and let it ride for maybe about 10 seconds. Give it two more firm jerks and fish it out in this way till you get it maybe 10, 15 feet off the bank. Pick it up and shove it back in against the bank and retrieve it out. But you want to impart that loud action. Now, don't use your rod for this. You use the rod to set the hook. But you use your line hand to impart the action in this particular situation. And then when you get the strike, you're talking big fish. You hit that guy with your line hand, and you hit him with a rod just as quickly as you can. You're not, 2X, you're not going to break that guy off. So sock it to him just as quickly as you can. But that's where we're using the noise-making chugger. In our catalog and our website, we call all of these chuggers. Now, that would be below the riffle and the deep water against the bank. Now, the last one we do refer to as our popper. We do this in a damsel fly color. We do it in the blue color. This sort of has a long body similar to the slider, except it has a flat face that we slant up. It's cupped up, slight up face, not cupped. I'm sorry, I said that wrong. Not a cup face, but an upsloping face. Now, why do we need this if we've got the first two? Because in some cases, you want one bug to fish in a variety of situations. That's where you're going to go to this popper. If I had only one and one surface bug to use for the rest of my life, there is no question in my mind it would be that Shenandoah blue popper, the old Carolina blue. and it is extremely effective. We did not originate this. This was Bill Galash in Richmond did this probably 50 years ago, and I sold them for Bill for many, many years. And then after Bill couldn't tie them anymore, I got a fellow out west to do these for me. And it's definitely the number one surface bug we sell, and it's definitely the number one bug we use. I use these sort of as a trade-off on the other two. Fish them around a lot of grass beds. Fish them in against the banks. Usually a very gentle action is preferable to a loud popping action. But with these three series, the popper, the slider, the chugger, there's almost no limit to the action you can impart with them. If you have any questions on any of this, just give me a ring. Now, next week, I'm going to talk about the skaters. This is some of the stuff I came up with a long time ago, and some of you have asked me to elaborate on that. So we're going to get into that next week. But if you have any questions on any of this, just call me at Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh. That's at 540-984-4212. Thank you very much.